It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Welcome to episode 95 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the City Council clarifies rent law enforcement, lends a hand to Faction Brewing, delays the lease for Gold Bar Spirits, and signs off on DePave Park. Primary election results are just about final. Alameda Fire Department reports on their busiest year ever. The Oakland Roots start the season with a win and a draw. Some good news weather and water-wise. The Hornet prepares to honor Vietnam veterans, and it's time to pay a call on the Adams family. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, the City Council took steps to clarify the nature of rent law enforcement in Alameda. Alameda's rent control ordinance generally provides better protection for tenants than does state law. Example, a landlord may not evict a tenant without just cause, such as not paying rent or criminal activity. Under state law, that protection does not kick in until 12 months after the tenant moves in. There are also some differences between state and local laws as it pertains to rent increases. Typically, state law takes precedence unless the local municipality shows in writing that their ordinance is more protective than the state's. To better define the city's enforcement, the city attorney and rent program offices recommended that council amend the rent ordinance by adopting a written finding that the just cause provisions of the rent ordinance provide more protection than the state civil code, clarifying the city's authority to enforce state rent control laws, and rephrasing the definition of rental units to be consistent with the way state law is written. Councilmember Tracy Jensen's motion to amend the ordinance as recommended passed 4-1, with Vice Mayor Tony Desaug voting no. Also on Tuesday's agenda, the Base Reuse and Economic Development Department staff presented a proposed lease amendment with Faction Brewing to defer rent for 3 months, retroactive to February of 24, with a subsequent 12-month repayment schedule. Faction requested the amendment to offset financial impacts due to last year's significant wet weather, shorter than normal summer, and impacts from street infrastructure improvements. In addition, Faction had to make recent payments of property taxes, stormwater utility fees, and water quality and flood protection fees, all due concurrently. The company has repaid deferred rent before. In 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic impacted its ability to make rental payments and shortened its hours of operation. Faction repaid all deferred rent within the first 12 months of repayment. Mayor Marilyn Ezzie Ashcraft lauded the company's hosting of community events, such as the firefighters' fundraisers for victims of the Maui fire and this past week's home electrification fair. The motion to authorize the lease amendment passed 4-1, Vice Mayor Desaug voting against it. As noted in episode 93, at their last meeting, the council voted to enter into a lease with Gold Bar Spirits, the Treasure Island-based whiskey distillery, for part of Building 22. That motion was expected to pass without comment as part of the consent calendar items. Well, that didn't happen. Councilmember Trish Herrera-Spencer pulled the item for further discussion, arguing that illustrations presented by staff at the March 5 meeting were inaccurate as to how views would be blocked by Gold Bar's outdoor operations. Staff responded that items to be stored outdoors are specified in the lease, and Gold Bar President Elliot Gillespie indicated his intent to work through the use permit process lawfully and not have anything taller than 6 feet. Vice Mayor Desaug motioned to add a phrase to the lease specifying that items stored outside be no higher than 6 feet. Staff noted that further amending the lease would delay approval for weeks, resulting in a vacant building becoming the city's responsibility. Mayor Ashcraft called for a recess. City Manager Jennifer Ott called representatives of Gold Bar Spirits, who agreed to the change but were greatly upset by the resulting delay. The motion passed 4-1, with Trish Herrera-Spencer voting against. The proceedings turned a bit tense as Mayor Ashcraft apologized to Gold Bar for the, quote, shabby way you were treated, end quote. Vice Mayor Desaug responded that each council member has their perspective and it wasn't fair to call him shabby. The mayor responded that council had an agreement with him at the previous meeting, which all had relied on, and that is what she considered shabby. Staff hopes to bring the newly amended lease to the next council meeting for final approval. As reported last episode, also on the agenda was the master plan for DePave Park. The council voted to accept that plan. For a complete look at Tuesday's meeting, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. There are still a few lingering ballots to be counted in California, but results are now complete enough to definitively say which candidates were elected or will advance to the November election and which measures passed. Final certification will be April 12th. The city of Alameda's turnout was higher than the county average, 44% to 35%. Safe to say that was likely due to Measure E, which combines and extends local school taxes. That measure passed with over 76% of the vote, 10 percentage points above what was needed. Democrats in District 18 chose 10 new members of the County Central Committee, who will serve in that role for the next 4 years. The race for State Assembly District 18 went to incumbent Assemblymember Mia Bonta, who took 85% of the vote. Andre Sanford looks to be her November challenger. In the race to replace Barbara Lee in the U.S. House of Representatives, BART Director Latifah Simon captured more than half the vote for the March 5th election and will be joined on November's ballot by Dr. Jennifer Tran. Proposition 1, the mental health bond funding issue, passed by the slimmest of margins, 0.4%. And in the race for U.S. Senate, Adam Schiff will face Steve Garvey in November. As he has all throughout the primary season, Adam Gillett has all the numbers covered. For this wrap-up and continuing coverage as we head to the general election, be sure and stay in touch with alamedapost.com/election. The Alameda Fire Department has released their annual report, and you probably don't need me to tell you, they were busy. In fact, their busiest year ever, 9,663 total calls. The vast majority of those calls, 6,825, were for emergency medical services. In second place, at 1,262, good intent calls. These happen when civilians call in something they believe to be an issue, but it turns out to be a non-issue. Example, someone mistaking steam for smoke. False alarms accounted for 641 calls. Actual fires, a total of 20. All told, that means a 3.9% increase in calls over 2022, reflecting a national trend. A fourth ambulance and the addition of the CARE team has helped AFD keep pace. Looking ahead, the department will be adding a new fireboat in the spring, and a firefighter memorial is expected to be installed by this summer. For more details, including a link to the complete report, see Vicki Wynn's article at alamedapost.com/news. The Oakland Roots soccer season is underway. Last Saturday, their second home game of the season found them settling for a 1-1 draw with the Charleston Battery. That puts their record at 1 win and 1 draw as they get set to hit the road and face Phoenix Rising in Arizona. Phoenix is the defending USL champion and is the North American record holder for longest win streak by a professional soccer club, having reeled off 20 straight wins in the 2019 season. The Roots return home to face Las Vegas on March 30th. To follow the Roots all season, head to alamedapost.com/sports. As I reported in episode 86, we've now added extra content to alamedapost.com thanks to KQED. You can find KQED curated content at the bottom of any article on the site. KQED currently reporting on the California snowpack situation. In a word, it's good. Right now, snowpack at 100% of average and 104% of April levels. Since we rely on that snowpack as a water source, that's good news. In other good news, this is turning out to be a rather normal snow year after years of bouncing back and forth between drought and flood. This year looks to be amazingly average. For a full look at our promising conditions, see Ezra David Romero's article in our KQED curated content. The USS Hornet has invited the public to join in a special event to honor Vietnam War veterans on Saturday, March 30th. The event, which starts at 11 a.m., is an extension of National Vietnam War Veterans Day on Friday the 29th, a day to remember and honor the 9 million Americans who served, as well as the 58,000 names on the wall at the Vietnam Memorial. Vietnam War Marine helicopter pilot and author Bill Collier, who flew the UH-34D Seahorse helicopter on display at the museum, will be a special speaker at the event. For details, see alamedapost.com/news. As I've said before here on the Postcast, one of the best bargains in all of entertainment is a modern high school theater production, and that trend continues this weekend as Alameda High School presents the Addams Family musical. Gene Kahane paid a visit to Gomez, Morticia, and the gang, came away impressed. Show finishes up its run this weekend with performances Friday and Saturday night at 7. For Gene's complete review, plus a link for tickets, head to alamedapost.com/features. Our walking history tours continue this Saturday with the original town of Alameda. Join Dennis Evanosky and Adam Gillett as they head back to 1854 and discover how plans to make Alameda the county seat ultimately fell through. For details and tickets, alamedapost.com/tours. For a background to get you ready for the tour, head to alamedapost.com/history and enjoy Augenbaugh and Chipman enjoyed the fruits of their labor. alamedapost.com/events for a guide to what's going on in Alameda, a twofer this weekend for High School Musical Theater. In addition to the Addams Family at AHS, Ensenal presents Mean Girls. Both shows run Friday and Saturday evening. Downtown Alameda Whiskey Stroll tonight, Friday from 6 until 9. Also on Friday night, the Alameda Point Night Market at Malaya Botanicals, food, beverages, crafts, and a DJ. Saturday, Farmers Market from 9 until 1. Fourth Saturday of the month means the Myers House and Garden Tours, available from 1 until the last tour leaves at 3. The grounds are open until 4. Sunday brings the Sadie Hawkins Sailing Regatta to the estuary. You can watch the race from any public space as the Island Yacht Club celebrates women in sailing. More events at alamedapost.com/events. Thanks for your support. For local news for Alameda, to give a tax-deductible donation, head to alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News and load our app while you're at it. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. I'll be back next Friday with episode 96 of the Alameda Postcast.